Don't forget my Cold Sports MVPs. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours for free today, right now. All you have to do is go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and get that copy. That's right. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the 5 greatest quarterbacks of all time, for free. Go get it. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and to all. This is the podcast that is always ASFW. That means always suitable for work, home, family, plays, commutes, and all other places. Cold Sports! I am your man, that man, the illustrious tour guide of all things sports, Cole Johnson, and I am here to bring you sports on another level. On this podcast, we're going to, of course, get into some headlines for the rest of this week. We're going to, of course, put a fine subject under further review, and we're going to award the Dolt of the Week. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Houston, Dallas, and Salt Lake City. Now, we're seeing all sorts of battles in the NBA landscape. Who's going to be the number 3 seed in the Eastern Conference? Who's going to be the number 7 and 8 seed there in the same conference? Who is going to be the number 5 seed in the West? And who is going to be the number 7 and 8 seed in the West? There's a really interesting battle between the Rockets, the Jazz, and the Mavs right now. And for the moment, for the time being, as of this recording, if the playoffs were to start today, the Mavericks and the Jazz would advance and the Rockets would be heading home early. The Rockets are one game behind both the Mavericks and the Jazz. We should see what will happen. Now, I really don't have much hope for any of those three teams because whoever's going to take the 7 and 8 seeds, you got to remember, they'll be playing the Spurs or the Warriors in the first round. So the fan bases may be excited as to saying, hey, we made the playoffs. But they probably will be taking a very short trip to the playoffs and a very long trip home at the end of this month. We shall see who of the two will be the sacrificial lambs for the Spurs and the Warriors. More on those two teams later. Dateline! Baltimore. So the city that had to endure the indignity of the Mayflower truck rolling in the snow away from the city limits, now we are celebrating the new team that came from Cleveland, the Baltimore Ravens. Now, why are we celebrating? It's because this week, the Ravens, chosen by their name because of course, Edgar Allan Poe, celebrates their 20th anniversary. Obviously, the team itself has history that links back far beyond 20 years, but they have spent now 20 years in Baltimore, and it doesn't seem to be that long, but time has flown. Well, I hope people in the Baltimore city are blowing out candles and hope everything is fine with them. And I hope that they don't have seasons like last year where it was basically a lost hope and MASH unit type of season. So we should see how season number 21 for the Ravens turns out to be come September. But congratulations to B. Moore. That's a very, very good football hotbed. 20 years that the Ravens have been in town. I hope it goes further than that. Dateline Baseball USA. In particular, Pittsburgh, Tampa, and Kansas City, the home of the reigning, defending, undisputed world champions, the Kansas City Royals. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the sport that is known as our national pastime is back on the scene. Major League Baseball begins in earnest on April the 3rd. And you will see, of course, wonderful matchups such as the Cardinals in Pittsburgh, the Blue Jays in Tampa, and the National League champs, the Mets, in KC. All three are great. All three games are great. All three games feature six teams that went to the playoffs last year. And three games that feature teams that supposedly are going to be making it back to October baseball. Hopefully they will, because all six teams are great. Dateline, Oakland, and San Antonio. So now the two teams that have ruled the NBA roost now chase after history. You have one team in the Spurs who are trying to pursue perfection at home for the year, winning 41 of 41 games. And you have the Golden State Warriors, who came close to actually doing the same thing themselves this year of going 41 up and 41 down at home. But they took it on the chin to the Celtics at home, so that won't happen for them. However, the pursuit of 73 wins still looms large. Now all they have to do is win five of their six games to do it. With four of them at home, I don't think that will be an issue. But we shall see. Hopefully the Warriors will do that. As for the Spurs home record, I really do believe the head coach Greg Popovich is this type of guy. That he will, and probably in their April 10th home game against the Warriors, sit every single one of his starters just to prove a point, to say to everybody, I do not care about the regular season. You can have the 41-0 home record. I don't care about that. I want the Larry O'Brien trophy. That is what I want, and I'm going to make sure that's what my team wants. Forget a regular season stat. I want the big gold. I want the trophy. Everything else doesn't matter. I can have all this great record, and he'll probably be the first to tell you. My team went 55-27 last year. And what happened? We lost a seven-game series in the first round. It doesn't matter what happens in the regular season. I want the Larry O'Brien trophy in mid-June. That is Pop's mindset. I know that is what the team is thinking. You actually might see two records not happen this year for two different reasons. But if both of them achieve those records, both teams have been wonderful, and it's been great to actually see, perfection, but excellence executed between the Spurs and the Warriors. And yet, they still have two games with each other in the regular season left. We will see in the next 2 weeks or so how it all shapes out. When I come back, we're going to put an illustrious subject under further review. But immediately following the break, we are going to award the Dolt of the Week. More after this. Ladies and gentlemen, the new homes of Cole Sports. You can find Cole Sports on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, as well as YouTube and iTunes. Cole Sports, the new home for sports on another level. Cole Sports! Available on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and other media outlets. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is that time. It is that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time to award the special person who is going to take home the trophy of Dolt of the Week. Oh man, actually this is a belt. I like it. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody. But I'm still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. You know this, all right, by now, by me. And this week's winner is not D'Angelo Russell. I know that would disappoint you, and you'll probably say, wait a minute, man. He deserves it. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. For as ignominious as his action was, there was someone that did something that was a whole lot more egregious, and that man is John Jones. That's right, the former light heavyweight champion in UFC. That's right, the man who was stripped of said title because of a record that he had, and I'm not talking about ring record, I'm talking about court record. And now this. In his home in Albuquerque, he decides to get in his caddy and go drag strip racing. So he had a good time. Everything was great. But whoops, the popos caught him. So he got pulled over. Everything was fine, you know, and, you know, license registration and all of that. But Johnny decided to get all belligerent. Basically just insulting the cop, calling him a liar, saying that he's being unfairly treated. And the cop, I give the officer much credit. He didn't allow any of what happened. Didn't allow any of what happened affect what he was doing. He just kept going about his business. So happy that he did that. Not so happy about John Jones and his behavior. Not happy at all. Email John Jones. Subject of email. Keep your head, son. Body of email. You're 28 years old, John. Yes, you're black and all of that. But let's get something straight, homie. You have many, many, many eyes on you. That doesn't give you the right, because you may have earned some publicity and you may have earned some type of fame, for you to let it all go to your head. And if you need a reminder as to the fact that your fame can just, in a blink of an eye, leave you, you're going to be going to court on the 5th of April because of this incident. Let's not even talk about the incidences you've had before then that led you to be stripped. And then you went to jail. So let's not talk about those incidents. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about now, John Bones. You had a fight. Notice I said had. You had a fight with Daniel Cormier later this month. You were fortunate that he ended up being injured, and now the rematch is out of the question for now. But the problem that I'm having, sir, is the fact that your brain is not focused. I'll say this again. Your brain is not focused. It's not focused on the task at hand and being a man. It's focused on flossing. It's focused on being rather immature. It's focused on things outside of what you were built to do. And that is be a disciplined fighter. Can't really call you a boxer because you're an MMA guy. You're supposed to be a disciplined fighter. And normally when people are disciplined, they normally have that discipline in and outside of whatever realm in which they practice it. In or out the arena, the discipline remains. Well, that's not true with you. You had to deal with this not less than 1 year ago. Not less than 1 year ago. Because I'm sure you remember this as vividly as yesterday. You were stripped of said title, the light heavyweight UFC championship, April 28th of last year. We just got 11 months past that, and now you are bad-mouthing, insulting, and disrespecting an officer who is doing his job after you failed to do yours. That's your problem. People always say that your surroundings could really have an effect on how you execute what you do. Well, it might be time for you to actually think, sit back, and think that this might not be the place for me. Albuquerque may not be the right home for yours truly, and I may have to ply my trade in another city. I may have to get away from this environment, put myself in another one, and then get my life straight then. But until then, I'm going to have to do what is necessary to not get myself in the trouble that I have endured. It's me. The hardest thing for any individual, myself included, to do is look themselves in the mirror and say, man, I absolutely fouled up. Cole Johnson, Cole Sports, ColeJohnsonOnline.com. When I come back, we're going to put an illustrious subject, as I mentioned earlier, upon further review. One more time, my Cole Sports MVPs, why your GOAT ain't mine is flying off the shelves for free. Come and get it. All you have to do is go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's all you have to do. Just go there, get that book. It is for you. It is for free, and it is for now. Just do one thing. Go get it! Hey, this is Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. Stay tuned. I have special announcements coming forward. The brand of Cole Sports is going to be taken to a whole new level very soon. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. And continue to support this podcast. Thank you once again. On my next podcast, I'm going to delve into the interesting races in the NBA. Also, I'm going to, of course, talk about the Final Four results. And I'm going to talk about the phenomenon known as Major League Baseball Opening Day. To me, the most exciting day of the baseball year. And why I say that. But for right now, for this podcast, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. You know, we see these outlandish, sporty in his mind, trendy suits. We see the aw shucks appeal. And we hear how people treat him when he interviews whomever the subject may be. He is the guy who is considered the America's sideline reporter. Mr. Fancy Suit, Craig Sager Sr. And why am I touching on this particular subject and this particular man? Well, he reported earlier in the week that his cancer condition is no longer in remission. And that reports have been that he has 3 to 6 months left to live. Well, I'm one who doesn't believe that. I don't believe he has that little of time left. And there may be some who'd say, well, hey, I mean, he's been doing this for almost 30 years. It's his time to go. Sorry. I don't think it's his time. I don't think it's his time to go. Especially since now he's been battling leukemia and he has kicked leukemia's butt twice before. He has been in remission twice. And I really do believe he will be in remission a third time. Now, the reason why I'm wanting to talk about this subject is the best player on the planet today, Stephon Curry. The best player on the planet today, Stephon Curry, was interviewed by Sager. And Sager asked Curry if he was tired, or if his team was tired. And Curry said, quote, seeing you and doing what you're doing, we've got no excuses. You're an inspiration for us to just keep doing what we're doing. Keep fighting. And that's the mentality we have. And it's kind of contagious. Close quote. That is why Craig Sager is important to have on the sideline still. We can look at his age, which is 64. We can look at his time in the sport, which has been prodigious, because he's been in the industry 44 years. We can look at his time that he's been covering the NBA as a TNT sideline reporter, and that's 17 years. What sticks out like a flower blooming in spring is the fact that when you see him interview people, look at how his subjects treat him. Look at how much joy they receive just by his presence being there. And I think of two people in particular when that happens. One, of course, is the coach of all coaches in the NBA, Greg Popovich. And the other is the soon-to-be Hall of Famer, NBA champion Kevin Garnett. Both men treat Sager as a friend. They don't treat him as a reporter. They treat him as a friend. Look at how Popovich is with every other reporter. Okay, you got your two questions. Come on, bring them. But with Sager, and Sager respects the two-question rule that Popovich holds him to, but you always hear Pop interject and just to gauge how he's doing. And that's special. It's special to see someone be human to another human. It is wonderful to see. I love it. And then you have so many different interactions that Craig has had with Garnett. And if you really need to look at any of them, just type Kevin Garnett and Craig Sager on YouTube and you will have a ball as to how the two of them interact. It is reminiscent of Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. With how those two men interact with Craig Sager, that is all I need to know about how respected, how revered, and how loved he is. Many want to talk about how sports is just basically nothing more than just a passy fancy. It's a recreational thing. It's nothing more than just time to waste. But when I have a colleague like Craig come into my life, and I see a figure like him come into my life, I realize that sports is a whole lot more than just box scores, triple doubles, home runs, and touchdown runs of 80 yards. It's about the people who shape the fabric of the industry. And Mr. Craig Sager, to me, that's NBA for me. That is NBA for me. I look forward to the NBA season when, you know, when it's away in the summer and it comes back in the fall. I look forward to the NBA season because I get to see Craig Sager again. That's how special this man is. I get to see my favorite sideline reporter again. And that's something which is truly must see TV. So to Craig, my prayers, my thoughts, my well wishes are with you. And on behalf of Cole Sports, keep fighting, because your battle is not done yet. You're just about right there at the victory line. All you have to do is just keep on fighting, because you're going to lick this thing. And I'm going to be right here loving every second of your triumph. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That is sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on other online platforms such as Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, and iTunes. And wherever you find me, rate, review, like, share, more importantly, subscribe, and most importantly, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports!